3 days left to get tickets.
3 days. 3 days left to get tickets for our Feed Nova Scotia live stream to Feed Nova Scotia live stream.
You better hurry up because tickets are going fast and it's going to be just a hell of a time with Jonathan Torrance. Just making everybody laugh. I have no idea what the show is going to be about. Reese is keeping it a secret, as always. Find tickets at CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com. Scroll down a little bit. Tickets are $15. It's on December 11th at 8 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. We will see you there if tickets aren't sold out by then.
And we're trying to raise money for a good cause, so come and support us even if you don't want to listen.
Oh, yeah, right. Feed Nova Scotia. It's a great cause, actually. That's, okay, I have anything else to say?
That's it.
That's it.
On with the show.
On with the show!
What the fuck, Ack? It's day eight.
Day eight of Wafuckak. Merry Wafuckak, Reese.
Merry Wafuckak, Jesse.
Is it Merry Wafuckak? Is it Festive Wafuckak? Is it Happy Wafuckak? Is it Cheerful Wafuckak?
I think it's Wonderful Wafuckak.
Wonderful Wafuckak. Oh, I like that. Wonderful Wafuckak.
Wonderful.
Wonderful Wafuckak.
So this is day eight. I'm gonna jump right to it.
Did anything happen for like there was? I'm still learning about Wafuckak. Did anything happen last night?
No, last night was the night of the silence. The night of the silence, and that's to commemorate those who were born without noise. Some people are just born and they can't make any noise, and that's not just with their voice. They smash a window, nothing happens. The window smashes, but you hear nothing. It's a terrible affliction.
It does sound kind of
roughly
horrible.
Only 15% of the population have it.
It's so, like straight out of Doctor Who.
It is. So the Night of Silence was to remember and celebrate those who live of silence, not in silence.
But of silence. And what do you do?
They can hear noise, they just can't create it.
What's the tradition entail?
Just not doing anything.
You just sit in silence and
you
stare?
You sit in the dark.
Unblinking?
And you try and hold your breath for roughly a day. So
Jesus.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, so this episode, oh, I got to open the door first to find out what this episode is.
Yeah, what's in door number eight?
Meow.
A cat.
No.
Oh, that's
just the sound of the door. This episode is called...
That would have been really funny. What's behind door number eight? It's a cat. Oh, thanks. Goodbye. That's exactly. We're done.
The Canadian male elves.
The Canadian male elves?
So since 1982... Santa's post office has employed mailroom elves from Canada, and he's received more than 20 million letters from children around the world.
I do know that. Yeah, I think that's kind of fun.
So Canada Post, the wonderful staff at Canada Post.
Yes.
They volunteers, they donate 200,000 hours of their time each year to help Santa respond to every letter that arrives on his doorstop.
That's amazing.
No, on his doorstop.
Nobody has doorsteps anymore.
No, the doorstep.
Yeah, come on.
You got to close the door, keep the heat in.
Because Santa's incredibly busy preparing for Christmas. He needs help with all the letters he receives. And so Canada Post has volunteered to help him with all the letters.
So the staff give up their time to write reply, which I think is a lovely, lovely message.
Santa tells them what to say. He just doesn't have time to write them out himself.
No, he doesn't physically.
He isn't physical, but he tells them. No. It's like, they'll tell Bobby Jean to say this and thank you so much for a letter. And
Yeah.
And tell Susie McCorfire.
Yeah, exactly.
That we really liked her drawing of a pony.
It's really important that, you know, that he psychically sends them messages.
And yeah.
He basically controls their hands for them. It's wonderful.
I was not aware until recently of Santa's terrifying psychic powers.
I know. Well, he can see everything you do at any moment. And also can control the
weather,
the hands of Canadian postal workers,
right,
from thousands of miles away,
whether they want to have them controlled or not. It's a lot easier to volunteer for this position than to say no, because you don't want to be one of the people who says no to Santa.
You don't want to get conscripted for this. No. You want to volunteer.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So anyway, this that's it for this episode. Like I said, the barrel is not yet being scraped, but some of the weaker ones have been shuffled to the front.
That's it. There wasn't even a story around it. It was just the fact that it exists.
It exists. I wait here to remind you that things exist.
Thank you, Reese. That was great.
Is there anything you'd like to talk about, or are we just going to move on?
I think we should have a moment to celebrate I didn't celebrate silence.
Silence.
The night of silence. So
it's not silence night.
I think we should all do it now, including let's encourage our listener.
Do you want me to sing the song that comes with it?
There's a song that comes with being silent?
Silence night.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Quiet night. All the noise is gone tonight. Random virgins. That's all I got. That's all I got.
It's the end of the song.
Yeah, just random virgins. Just a cross section of virgins.
Shall we have 10 seconds of silence for the people who live of silence? Not in silence, but of silence.
Of silence, okay.
Ready? And let's have our listener come in and just do your breath. Hold your breath. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Silence. Cool. Well, we'll be back tomorrow for day 9 of Wuffuffcack.
Wuffuffcack, Reese.
Wuffuffcack.
It's called Wuffuffcack.
Wuffuffcack.
What happens tonight in Wuffuffcack?
Tonight is the night of noise. Some people are born and they always make noise, even when they don't want to. They come out of the womb screaming and they never stop. So I anticipate very little sleep tonight.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.